some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Wide open lines for you, so jump on board here at 866-444-3478. I forgot to mention my tea. I ran down to get my cup. And it's pretty good. It's pretty simple. It's yerba mate and honey. But I made it with some of this water. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water. You may have noticed my hat. Those of you that are members that are watching, Crazy Water is my favorite water now by far. And the reason is it's mineral water. That's really good for you. Plus, fact, I like the way it tastes. This is the strongest one. This is the one I drink. Four has more mineral content in it. Three a little less, two a little less, and so forth. But if you're ever over in Mineral Wells, if you're ever over in that area, I recommend you drop by and see their store. It's really cool. It's been there a long time. They've got some things for sale there, like the hats and some soaps that are made with the water and a whole bunch of things. So, check it all out. It's downtown Mineral Wells, Texas, and it's the Crazy Well, and it's Crazy Water. I actually take it out with me when I play golf, and I'm getting pretty hooked on it. And we have a big whole house water filter system. I still drink that water, too. But and some people, the taste is on the four, Crazy Water 4, is strong enough to where some people, don't like it when they first taste it. I did from the first sip, but some people think it's a little stronger taste. It's different than you're used to. And so diluting it with another bottled water or some other water or something else in the beginning is what some people do if you want to go that route. Okay. Give Matt a call in there, 866-444-3478, and we'll talk. And in the meantime, I get to tell you about a fun kind of thing that was interesting, and I need to find the email. Doreen, if you're listening, the other email that I haven't found yet is that follow-up from the doctor, and I've got it on my phone somewhere, but I got 10,000 other messages, so I haven't found it yet. But we did this DNA test on Tony, and if you haven't seen Tony, Tony's picture's on the website there. Don't have the button up anymore. I guess you just go to Tony in the library. Let me see if that works while we're talking here. If it's not there, we probably need to put it there. Oh, Tony is not there. Better get that into the library, and we'll get it on there somewhere where you can find it easy. If you want to remind yourself what Tony looks like, we'll get it up there for you. But anyway, we swabbed his mouth out with this this kit and sent the kit in, and they tell you what the DNA mix is. In other words, if it's a mutt, what breeds of dogs made up the mixture. Well, when we first got it, I was a little confused because Judy and Logan and I also both all three guessed at what the mix was. In fact, I don't know if we ever opened our envelopes because we were so far off. And when I saw what the results were, my first reaction was that this test isn't accurate and we may need to delay this thing or get it redone. But then I got it took us a while, but we got to the doctor there that's in charge of all the scientific aspect, and she spent a lot of time wrote me a nice letter explaining all this stuff. And so the results of Tony are that he is primarily German Shepherd, which didn't surprise us. The next one did, Rottweiler. He's very high percentage German Shepherd, and then the next highest panel. In fact, German Shepherd is on both parents' side, and then the Rottweiler mix is the other. And the thing that threw me, and I talked to her about it quite a bit, is the coloring on Tony. I can see the strength that he has, even though he's really sweet, he's strong as an ox. And but the coloring just didn't look right. And she said that the dominant part of the color is the black, and that's why you get it from the black from the German Shepherd and from the Rottweiler too. The second DNA that's recessive is the yellow color, and that's the color under the coat and down near the skin. And he's got a lot of that, but he's also got a lot of brindling. If you saw the pictures, his feet and his muzzle and everything, there's a whole lot of brindling there. And so we thought that it was going to be Catahoula or some kind of heeler, and a lot of people did. A lot of the guesses that came in were guessing those breeds. And that's what threw us a little bit. But after she explained it, and she actually ran the computer model again to just to double check, and it came back as strong or stronger, I guess, in some ways, just backing up what they had originally said, that Rottweiler was right. And the ears, we'll post all this in detail for you so you can see it. But the ears, the way Tony's ears work, are showing some of the Rottweiler DNA, the muzzle to a degree, even though Rottweiler's got a big old thick muzzle and his is thin, the shape and the tail also. And there's a lot of other details, and we'll put all this on there for you so you can see that if you want to go this route with testing what your dog is, that you can see whether this seems accurate enough for you or not. We feel pretty confident about it now, and I was very pleased that the doctor spent as much time talking to us about it. So what the major blood is in Tony is German Shepherd and Rottweiler. And then the second, let's see where the sheet on that is. The second, and these are very low percentages that he could be, Brooklyn Spaniel, Large Munsterlander, never even seen that dog before, American Foxhound, Scottish Terrier, and Dachshund, but those are very, very small percentages. So the people that turned in something, we only have two winners, as it turned out, because we only had one that mentioned Rottweiler. And so the two prizes that go out, and we're going to send out, you know, secondary prizes and memberships to the Organic Club of America and all that to everybody that enters, and we really appreciate everybody taking the time to do it. But the two winners, Pam Price and Denton, she guessed Great Dane. A lot of people guess Great Dane because of his big old feet and his lankiness and everything. But she guessed Great Dane, Rottweiler, Catahoula, Mountain Dog. And you know, Rottweiler, she was the only person to guess Rottweiler, so she gets one of the top prizes. And then the second top prize goes to Lynn Rhodes of Sunset, Texas. I would guess that Tony is Catahoula / Shepherd / Terrier, and added that he looks like he has some plot hound in him as well. Well, that caught Judy and Logan and I's attention, this plot hound. So we looked up a plot hound, and man, does a plot hound look a lot like Tony. So we, and in talking to the doctor, it sounded like, you know, some hound, quite a bit of hound was in him for sure. So anyway, it's been fun. It's been an educational deal. We'll put all that on the website for you so you can see all that. And now we're going to go to the phone line. So jump on here, 866-444-DIRT, 3478. Next up, Elaine in Dallas. Hello, Elaine.
Hello. Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, I've got a large yard. I've got like 3/4 acre. I've got sandy loam. I have post oaks. I've got a high canopy on them. And I get like 5 to 7 hours of sun. So I'm kind of marginal, I know, on St. Augustine. But I just have too big of an area, and it's too rural of an area for ground cover. I just, you know, I'm not real comfortable with what might be hiding in there.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people are like that. Have you thought about just using a lot of mulch, just having big mulched areas that would contrast with other areas where there would be grass or would be some dwarf shrubs and ferns and things like that and having that combination?
I've got quite a bit of that, but I do love St. Augustine. And it has been beautiful all summer until the last several weeks. And I've been throwing out cornmeal. That's kind of created a bit of a mat. And I'm now spraying with just straight cornmeal juice with, you know, added some Garrett juice to it. But I didn't know if there's something easier to broadcast on the areas that I do have St. Augustine in that would keep the fungus down. Originally,
Elaine, I'm going to have to run. But the thing, if you can't hold, is Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Nothing will work better in that situation. But let's talk more if you have time to hold. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this. I was recently in Mineral Wells and did something that I recommend you do as well. Visit the Crazy Water Store. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most water bottlers to purify water, but the RO process strips water of its minerals. Consuming food and water devoid of minerals dilutes your body's supply of essential minerals. It's great for our bones and teeth and general health. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral water like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on the Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. And if a store doesn't have the product, it'll explain to you how to help get the products in your local stores.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com. All righty, Howard, back with you. The doctor's name at the testing company was Dr. Angela Hughes, and she was really helpful. I was just looking on here if there was any details that I forgot about. I'll check this again. She went into great detail about the science of the whole deal, and it's the Mars company. That's the other interesting thing that kind of threw us a little bit. Mars is in the candy business, and they're also in the pet food business. And I think they got a little bit turned on when they finally looked at my website and saw how what a fanatic I was about this dog food called Munster dog food. And they thought, well, we might not be able to do all that much with this guy. After all, their dog foods are, you know, the dog foods that are more common. One other thing, I mentioned one of the letters we got that was pretty nasty was from somebody at A&M. It was an A&M address. Not all Aggies are all that bad. The people that own the Crazy Water are Aggies. Carol Elder and her husband both graduated from Texas A&M. And I also forgot to mention that you don't have to go to their place in Mineral Wells to get the water. The water is starting to show up more and more in stores out there. A lot of the Whole Foods Central Market type of stores more than others, but we're trying to help get it into more and more stores so it's available to people across the board out there. And if you go to their website and check it out, there's information there about how they can help you and we can help you get the stores to handle the products. I also have to play with some Aggies golf every week. In my regular group, there's about four guys that play with us. So I'm surrounded by Texas A&M people, people that love me and people that hate me both. Elaine, I'm sorry it took so long to get back with you. When you have a situation with St. Augustine that's having trouble, the most current thing that happens is too much shade. And that just gets worse and worse every year. The way you indicated it sounds like you have a fair amount of sunlight, but it's going to get harder for you every year. There's no question about it. And what will help the most, if there is enough sunlight, is that Garrett Juice spray with the BioWash product if you're having disease issues. There's nothing that will knock fungal diseases out, and even bacterial diseases, better than that BioWash product.
Okay, and how often should I use that to avoid it starting up in the year?
Well, you can use it on a maintenance basis. If you spray a Garrett Juice mixture once a quarter, you can put the BioWash in every time. A lot of people swear by that. Or you can just do it if you see some issues popping up. You know, too much or too little water a lot of times will cause the fungal issues to show their ugly head, and you need to kind of step back and see if you need to adjust your watering. The only other big issue is the amount of shade. You're fertilizing with organic fertilizers, so that's good. But one thing you said that you may want to change is corn gluten meal is a powerful organic fertilizer. And if you're using that as part of your deal instead of just plain cornmeal, that could be a little bit too much fertilizer also.
Right. I'm using the cornmeal, and I do the corn gluten in the fall and then again in February. In fact, when should we put out corn gluten meal this year, do you think?
Well, that's a big question. I was talking to Trop, in fact, at my house when we were spraying everything yesterday, and he said he had pretty good luck on one big project last year putting it out in the fall. A lot of us in the organic industry have kind of cooled on using it at all because it's expensive, and it has given mixed results on weed control in the past. And so I've kind of migrated over to using dry molasses myself because it's much more cost effective, and I use it with the Garrett Juice Spray, and we've had real good luck with that regime. But it's fine to use it if the budget allows it and everything, and the timing is just making a guess as to when the fall germinating weeds will start to germinate. And that can be anywhere from, you know, late August through the last of October, literally. You know, so that's been one of the issues about whether or not to use corn gluten meal in the fall. Probably the time that's used the most is somewhere around September the 15th.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye. Talk to you later. Thanks for calling. And it's 866-444-3478. Here's Jane in Louisville. Hi, Jane.
I didn't know if anybody gets it. I get the Natural News. It's an online letter. And they talk about the West Nile virus. And there they say that they have not even isolated the germ, the so-called virus, and that a lot of it is just like, you know, hype, really. And they're just hyping people up. And there's not been that. Yes, there's been people die, but not as many as in the regular flu.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring this up, Jane. I woke up thinking about this exact subject this morning. I was real sleeping on and off last night and kind of dreaming on and off, too. And when I woke up, somebody had mentioned to me a couple of days ago, they sent an email, and they said, Howard, there's more to this story than we're hearing. And so, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, and all that started going through my mind, and I just wondered if anybody had ever really looked carefully, that is a neutral person, at this virus, you know, really carefully, and is there any possibility there's more to the story about how you get the virus or where it came from or whether it is in truth West Nile virus in all these cases or not. We need to get somebody that's in that area to talk about that. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got a break real quick, and I'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Republicans are set to descend on Florida for a presidential nominating convention being shortened by a day due to Tropical Storm Isaac. GOP officials reworking the schedule to cram in 4 days of events into three. They will gavel the convention to order tomorrow on Monday, but then break off as they expect Tropical Storm Isaac to pass nearby, then get down to business on Tuesday. The storm is gaining some strength over the warm waters of the Florida Straits. It's expected to hit the Florida Keys tonight and be at hurricane strength very likely. Meanwhile, Okinawa is being battered by the strongest typhoon to hit the Japanese island in several years. Forecasters say winds could overturn cars and drive waves up to 40 feet. And international military forces in Afghanistan now operate about half as many bases as they did late last year. They've turned over 282 to the Afghan government. This is SRN News.
It's back to school time. Does your child have everything they need? backpack, notebooks? How about an omega-3 fish oil supplement? Science tells us that omega-3 fish oil is great for supporting the healthy brain function of your child. And a new school year is the perfect time to try it risk-free. Introducing Children's Omegables, the powerful, brain-friendly omega-3 that's guaranteed to support the health of your child's developing mind. Children's Omegables provides a daily dose of nutrition for the brain in a delicious flavor children love. Start the new school year off the smart way. Give your child Children's Omegables. But hurry, this back-to-school risk-free offer is only available for a limited time.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-726-2429. There's no better time to support the developing mind of your child. Just call 1-800-726-2429. That's 1-800-726-2429.
With us for Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. There are two races left before the chase. Denny Hamlin won for the first time at Bristol Motor Speedway last night with a calculated late pass of the high-banked half-mile oval. Hamlin flirted with Carl Edwards for the lead late in the race and set up his move with 39 laps remaining. Hamlin used a slide move to get past Edwards.
I knew I had to do everything I could just to slide up in front of him. That was my only chance.
Hamlin then held on for his third victory of the season. Jimmy Johnson finished second and clinched a berth in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. In the National League, Cincinnati beat St. Louis 8-2 Saturday to strengthen their hold on the top spot of the Central. Cardinals third baseman Matt Carpenter says falling 7 games behind the Reds won't discourage his club.
We come ready to play every day, and, you know, we'll continue that. And one loss isn't going to stop that, so, you know, we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Cards hold down the second wild card spot of the National League. Ari Dickey scattered 5 hits and allowed 1 run over 7 innings of the New York Mets 3-1 victory over Houston. Dickey ties 4 other pitchers for the Major League lead in wins with his 16th of the season. This is SRN Sports. Adrian Gonzalez hit a 3-run homer on the second pitch he saw in an L.A. Dodgers uniform in their 8-2 victory over Miami. Hours after arriving at Dodger Stadium on a flight from Boston with Josh Beckett and Nick Punto following Saturday's blockbuster 8-player trade with the Red Sox, Gonzalez homered off Miami right-hander Josh Johnson. Atlanta beat San Francisco 7-3. It was Colorado 4-3 over the Cubs. Pittsburgh 4-Milwaukee nothing. Philadelphia 4-Washington 2. San Diego 9-3 over Arizona. In the American League, it was Oakland 4-Tampa Bay 2. A's right fielder Josh Ruddick with 3 hits says the win was important to get within a half game of the race in the wild card race.
These guys are right there ahead of us, and, you know, it's obviously a big series for us momentum-wise, and to go into Cleveland with a good start on this road trip, something we've been pretty good at all year.
A's are tied with Baltimore for the second wild card spot. The Orioles beat Toronto 8-2. Elsewhere, it was Kansas City 10-9 over Boston in 12 innings. Cleveland 3, New York 1. Detroit 5, L.A. 3. Chicago 5-4 over Seattle. Texas 9, Minnesota 3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And there's an open line. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. I talked to Jane off the air a little bit more about some of the talk show people she's kind of locked horns with and tried to debate, and she made a point that some of them are just whipping up hysteria out there talking about how you know, people are dying, you know, left and right, and we've got to do something about this. And, yeah, we want to do something about it, too. We just want to do something about it that really works and isn't just a waste of money and isn't just a PR program, which is what I think that the Dallas County program is only, a PR program. That's it. It's going to get better, though. We're going to be meeting with them and hopefully get them into using all these other pieces of the puzzle that really will help to control the mosquito situation. Laura in Dallas next up and bringing up a good subject. Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good.
I was calling because we have a large natural pond. It was too big to cover up during the aerial sprays. We're along the tollway, so we got sprayed all 4 nights that they sprayed, and I'd like to know if you have recommendations for detoxing the pond.
Wow, all 4 nights. You know, I think we got sprayed more than what they told us, too. We were driving home from a dinner the night that they were spraying the northern part of Dallas County, and we were driving from way out north Dallas back to Lakewood, and as we were coming down Northwest Highway to Central Expressway, here was a plane right in front of me, and you could see the stuff coming out the back of it, and it just kills me to see it. And the guy is flying the plane right straight down Central Expressway. Now, you know there's a lot of mosquitoes there. Just,
yeah.
No, every part of the thing is just so bad. What do you do with water? Well, I tell you, as you probably know, we did a newsletter on the detox program that we recommend, but it was primarily for soil. We recommend the simplest thing to do is go out and spray Garrett Juice Plus. If you add biowash or some orange oil to it, it makes it even better. And if you add one of the fine-textured activated carbons to it, that's good, too. For a pond treatment where you've been, you know, really hit like y'all have, if you sprayed the activated carbon by itself, it'd probably be the ideal situation because, like, using it in a human body in a wet situation, you know, it will tie up toxins and help clean up the situation. Plus, it wouldn't be bad for the water. It would be good for the water and the fish and the whole deal. Finding a product that is fine enough texture is the key. We've been looking at this product called Biogize, and it is on the naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The other one is called Norit, and we've been trying to get it on the market now for 20 years without any success. It was the first one I ever saw that was a fine enough texture, like a talcum powder that you could mix with water and spray, and it locks up toxins just instantly. But this Biogize is that fine, too. It has to be mixed with water and sprayed. The only problem with it, if you buy it, you look at the label, and it says that the one-gallon bottle treats 150 square feet is all. I think that it'll treat a whole lot more than that, especially on a soil treatment if you mix it with the Garrett juice. But for water, I think you can even make it go a lot farther than that as well.
Okay.
That's what I do. The stuff does break down. I mean, they say that it doesn't break down as fast as they say it does. I don't believe at all. So doing anything with any kind of carbon material, that ties up, that locks up the toxins. And then long-term, what actually breaks those molecules down is a biological activity that's stimulated by the organic fertilizers and sprays and things, sugars and things that we use all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the recommendation. It's been a sad situation, and we had such a healthy population of dragonflies and whatever those tiny little minnow-like fish are that eat the mosquitoes.
The gambusias. And, did it kill a bunch of them?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any photographs of any of that?
I do. In fact, I have photographs of it looked like a petroleum slick on the pond.
Yep, that's exactly what it looks like because it's got a petroleum distillate in the product, too. That's one reason. It's another reason it's bad. It also has a synergist called piperonobutoxide, and that is as dangerous as the neurotoxin itself, too.
Yes, I took pictures every morning.
Can you send us some?
I'd be happy to do that. Would somebody tell me offline where to send them?
Just send them to info@dirtdoctor.com. That's we're getting huge volume, so make a big note that photos included and capital letters and all that, so we don't miss it. But yeah, anybody out there that's got photographs of damaged, diseased, killed birds, lizards, toads, frogs, insects, fish, whatever, we need to have all that because there's still some people out there, Laura, as you know, that don't believe that this is any problem at all.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many people, yes.
Some of the people in charge.
Yep, absolutely. I will forward those to you then.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Laura. Sorry about it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Including the Top Gun at the city of Dallas and the county, too. And I thought Judge Clay Jenkins was going to be a little bit more on our side. He made a comment the other day that I ought to make a statement about. I heard it myself. This wasn't somebody reporting it to me. He's the judge at the county commissioner's court. He made the statement that he gets up every morning and takes a shower and then completely covers himself with a spraying of DEET. That ain't smart. That stuff is nasty. And, I'm not the only one talking about that. You can read Dr. Mercola's website. You can read the site that Jane was talking to me about, which has good and bad points, and we're going to be looking into that and try to talk to the guy more than the natural organic website or whatever it's called, this guy. and other people have lots and lots of research and data backing up the fact that DEET is a very, very powerful chemical. It does repel insects, but there are some negative parts to it, too, and especially for people that, you know, have some issues. So bathing yourself in this stuff on a daily basis is not anything that anybody ought to be doing. There are some wonderfully effective, non-toxic ways to go instead. A bunch of different brand names, and I have put them in to our insect, our mosquito reports on our website on dirtdoctor.com. It's been in the newsletters. It's been in some of my commentaries that I'm doing that are running during the day on several radio stations. And you can get all the information on dirtdoctor.com anytime. Vanilla products, citronella products, clove products, essential oil products in general. The product called EcoSmart, the one called Cactus Juice, is one of the very best on the market out there. It's a little hard to find, but it's extremely good. And there are many, many others. I've talked to some people that admitted to me they had stepped over the line, started using DEET because they had to be outside a whole lot and all that sort of thing. And they admitted that, yeah, it was repelling the mosquitoes pretty well, but all of a sudden they could taste metal in their mouth. Yeah, that's right. It goes into your skin and goes right into your bloodstream. And it's something that's just a fact. It's not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration in any way. Those toxic chemical things are dangerous. Yeah, the mosquitoes are too. I got it. I understand it. We're just saying we want you to go a little more careful way and a way that works really well. One thing we're doing starting tomorrow, and I should have done it a long time ago. I've kicked myself about it. We have a big bamboo area behind our house that's not developed. I haven't finished the design. I've been working on the design for 25 years. And down in that area, there's a runoff from properties up above us, and the storm sewer comes in, and we get a bunch of trash in there. And I have not been diligent enough, I'll admit, keeping it cleaned out. And I was down there looking at it a couple days ago and putting BTI out in the waters down there and doing some things that I needed to do, and I noticed that there's a lot of trash. And a lot of the trash is beer cans and soda cans and things that hold water. And mosquitoes will breed in very, very small containers. So getting that not only going on your own property and under control on a consistent basis, but getting the cities and the counties and the state, that reminds me of something else I need to talk about, to do the same, have that part of the program, that's a big, big, big chunk of this mosquito control program. I call what I just remembered is that I call the TDA. You know, I'm on the Texas board, the Organic Advisory Board at TDA, Texas Department of Agriculture. And I called Todd Staples, the commissioner, the other day because somebody asked me how they felt about all this spraying because we have certified organic people in the spray zone. And Marie, with her place there, and Mesquite's been one of them, has been very vocal in all these meetings and everything. But I asked him, or I left a message that I needed to talk to somebody, and had the assistant call. And he got back with me and told me that something that was a little different than some of the organic certified producers have told me. And that is that the spraying of from mosquito control drifting onto your certified organic program does not cancel your organic certification. That's a good thing, but the bad thing is it eliminates your ability to sell that year's crop as organic. I'm not sure all the organic producers know that. Now, how far does the spray have to be away? Well, it all boils down to testing the crops, testing the certified organic produce. And what they're telling me, and I ask them to follow it up in writing, is that it doesn't end your organic certification, but it does eliminate your ability to sell that crop as certified organic that year. I guess you can still sell it because, you know, the people that aren't organic sell stuff that's sprayed with toxic stuff all the time. And that's what the people will have to do in that case. Byron and Allen is next. Hello, Byron.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have this weed in my backyard. I'm not sure what it is. It doesn't look like Dallas grass, or it's got a blade about the size of a St. Augustine blade, and it grows real close together. And I was wondering if there's any way other than digging it up to get rid of that.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what it is. A lot of times, Byron, the best thing to do is dig it up and throw some compost in the hole. That's what I recommend for Dallas grass, and it's what I recommend for some of the really, really tough grasses that have big, deep root systems. Does this have a heavy crown and a deep root?
It does seem to have a deep root.
Whoops, let me put you on hold. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Another major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon, even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil plants and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is medinaag.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. I was talking to the last caller off the air a little bit more about weeds. And if you've got some weed that's got a big, deep crown, big, heavy crown and big, deep roots, and in other words, real strong, healthy, higher successional plant than crabgrass, grass burrs, and things like that, rather than spraying it, a lot of times it's best just to pop it out with a shovel or a pickaxe or something and throw some compost in the hole and be done with it. But if it is something that you can spray and kill, the commercial product is called that I like a lot is called Avenger, and it's a delaminine, which is orange oil extract product, and it is a properly labeled wonderful product, Avenger, A-V-E-N-G-E-R. You can see what it looks like and get the details about it on naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Some of the stores are starting to carry it, but it's fairly new to the marketplace. And we're looking at some other vinegar products that have just come around. We've been having trouble helping people with vinegar across the country because it's not registered for use in anything that we do very much. You just have to buy it as generic vinegar, and that looks like that may be about to change too. So a couple of different solutions there that are in the non-toxic realm. And if you go with a toxic herbicide, whether it's Roundup or 2,4-D or any of the herbicides, any of those toxic things that I don't recommend at all, if you decide to do it, step over the line and do it, then you can detox with the same stuff that I'm recommending to detox the mosquito spray. Some kind of finely textured, finely powdered carbon material that'll lock things up quickly. The Garrett Juice Plus that has the sugars and all the stuff that stimulate the biological activity to help break those complex molecules down, and add a little bit of orange oil to it makes it work even better. The detox program is in a recent newsletter, but it's also in the library on dirtdoctor.com. under soil detox and probably just detox as well. Final thing is that he was a brand new listener. He had listened to my commentary and had just come into the show for the first time. Wondered if my formulas and things were on the website. And yes, they are. Look at the homepage, and there's three columns of words. One of the words is guides. And we probably need to make it a bigger button. But you punch on guides, you click on guides, and it takes you to all my formulas and all the basic programs that we recommend, okay, on DirtDoctor.com. Daryl the Snake Man next up. Hey, Daryl.
Good morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Oh, just lovely, considering we live in a toxic sprayed world now.
Agreed. And I could not agree more that there's more than we're being told. There's more to this story than meets the eye in so many ways.
Well, I hate to get into conspiracy theories too much, but I'm afraid there may be. There's some money there. The Clark Company that owns the airplanes that sprays also owns the chemical that's being sprayed, the product, the pesticide.
Right.
And they also seem to have some connection to Homeland Security. Now, the next time I go to the airport, I may end up in jail for even suggesting that there may be something amiss here. But it's just, you know, it just kind of crossed my mind. What's up?
Well, I got pretty involved in this. In fact, I got to say, I was never so proud to be a fan of the Dirt Doctor than during the debacle that is the aerial head spraying of Dallas-Fort Worth. The entire thing just astounded me that it went through the way it did and that easily, and nobody could even say anything about it. It was funny.
You call a slam dunk.
It was.
It had been decided before we even had the conversations that, you know, got national and international news. That was the only good thing about it. But the decision at that point had already been made.
Well, part of the reason I was so involved, you know, one of the things I love about your show is you always close with don't forget to feed the birds. And during the summer you also add and don't forget to water the birds. I always did that anyway, but not nearly so, you know, attentively since I became a fan of your show. And this has become entirely the year of the bird for me because about 15,000 egrets moved in about 500 yards from me. And because there were all these fledglings in my neighborhood, which, of course, made my morning sky just this amazing thing because there were all these graceful white wings overhead. It was just – I rarely miss a sunrise. And, of course, several of these fledglings were either dehydrated or injured or whatnot, and I just happened to be friends with Kathy Rogers at the Rogers Wildlife Rehab Center in Hutchins. And so over the course of the time they've been here, I've taken her like a dozen birds. And I've interacted with – in fact, I sent you a bunch of pictures and whatnot about this.
I saw that. I haven't been able to look at them yet.
Yeah, well, they're just amazing animals. And, of course, they're protected species, so it's a federal offense to poison them. And yet...
yet we're doing it.
Exactly.
Did you have anything else specifically? We're about to run out of time, Daryl.
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call, and thanks for the report, and we'll get those photographs up. In fact, we'll get them on Facebook and various places. A lot of people... going to Facebook more than ever, too. You might check it out. You can go to Howard Garrett or to Dirt Doctor, and we've got, you know, links and things going on with a lot of the different people that you hear here on the show, whether it's the honeybee people or the snake people like Daryl or everything in between. Be on the show the third hour, and yes, we do have a third hour. If your radio station doesn't carry it, you can listen online at dirtdoctor.com. And if you want to call us from anywhere, anytime, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.